Hello, and welcome to the session Guinea Pig Identification and Behaviour. This is part of the Provide Basic Care of Rodents and Rabbits and Provide Basic Care of Mammals unit. My name is Steph Sims, and I'm your lecturer today. So what is a guinea pig? What do they look like, and why do they make great pets? Guinea pigs make great pets for almost anyone. They require minimum space and are inexpensive to feed and keep. They rarely, if ever, bite and are easy to handle. Being compact and lightweight, they also have a variety of cute mannerisms and are nicely talkative. Guinea pigs do not require vaccinations or registration and can be kept indoors or outdoors. The domestic guinea pig, Cavia porcellus, belongs to the order Rodentia and family Cavidae. It's not related to the pig, though their vocalizations may be linked to the sound a pig makes at trough, as it has been said their meat tastes like pork. They are also not from Guinea, and there is quite a lot of theories why the animal is called a guinea pig. One theory is that that was how much it cost to buy one guinea. Although not found in the wild, the domestic guinea pig is related to the wild Cavia apera found in South America. This grey-brown, long-haired cavie lives in small groups nestling in grass or in burrows abandoned by other animals. It is crepuscular, meaning it leaves its nest at dusk and dawn to feed on vegetation and fruits. The South American cavie is used as a meat animal and has historically been used in religious ceremonies dating back to Inca times, about 500 BC. The guinea pig was introduced into Europe in the mid-1500s by the Spaniards, and they quickly became popular as pets. Elizabeth I even owned a cavie. Historically, it's been used as a research animal for detection of tuberculosis and other infectious diseases, as well as to produce diphtheria serum. In fact, it has been associated with research for so long that people volunteering for experiments are often referred to as guinea pigs. Guinea pigs were introduced from England to Australia in the 1960s, and the Australian Guinea Pig Club has grown from there. If we look at the scientific classification of guinea pigs, which we've talked a little bit about, we can find a bit more about them. Guinea pigs are classified as animals, so of course fall into the kingdom Animalia. They have a spinal cord, which makes them a chordata superphylum. They have a backbone, which makes them vertebrates. They are mammals, as they suckle their young. And then they're rodents, as they have two pairs of chisel-like teeth. And then cavidae, because they have one set of nipples, four toes on the front and three on the back. So that's the special thing about them and why they're put in a group by themselves. All cavies are very similar in shape, but range vastly in their size. The cavie family contains both the largest and fourth largest rodents in the world. The largest cavie is of course the capybara. It weighs around 65 kilograms and lives in swamplands and water, much like a hippopotamus. The mara, which is the picture above, is the fourth largest rodent and weighs about 11 kilograms and is about 45 centimeters high. So kind of your small to medium sized dog. If we look further into the Cavia genus, of which the domestic guinea pig is a part, we can see that there are six species closely linked to the domestic guinea pig. The first one is our Cavia apera, which is this one here. The Brazilian guinea pig, which is widespread east of the Andes. The second one is our shiny guinea pig, or our Cavia fulgidea, from eastern Brazil. Our third one that we can look at is Cavia intermedia, which is the intermediate guinea pig from the Monque de Sua Islands and Santa Catarina, Brazil. And finally, we have our Cavia tichudi, the montane guinea pig, which is related to Peru and south to northern Chile and northwest Argentina. We also have our Cavia porcellus, which is our domestic guinea pig. Its wild ancestor is unknown because it has been domesticated for so long that there are no longer wild guinea pigs. Guinea pigs live for approximately 4.5 years, although some may reach 8 years of age. Adult weights range between 900 to 1,200 grams for males, so about a kilogram, to a bit less than a kilogram, 700 to 900 grams for females. Guinea pigs have a compact skeleton with a large skull. This tends to make them very head heavy. It's often stated that female guinea pigs must be mated by 7 months of age because the pelvis fuses after this age and thus is unable to expand during birth. However, the pelvis does not fuse exactly. It's more that as the guinea pig gets older, this cartilage loses its elasticity if it's never been stretched before. And so it has difficulty separating. Because guinea pig babies are quite large compared to the mother, the pelvis of a guinea pig has to separate 16 to 17 millimetres, or about a centimetre and a half, to enable birth, compared to the separation of 2 to 3 millimetres in humans to enable a whole child to be passed. So that gives you an idea of how much it really does have to separate. So guinea pigs, like all rodents, have continuously growing teeth. Their teeth are hypsodontid, or open-rooted, erupting continuously through life, and are worn down by grinding fibrous foods. The incisors are separate from the premolars and molars by a thick pad of mucosa, which in fact divides the mouth into two cavities. You can see the dental formula here, that they only have these really big incisors, no canines, and then the molars at the back. Guinea pigs, because of their continuously growing teeth, are also susceptible to malocclusion, which is where they get overgrown teeth, you can see here. So what happens with guinea pigs is instead of the front teeth overgrowing, which a lot of rodents have, we actually have more of the back teeth growing fast. And there can often be little to no sign apart from maybe dribbles or massive weight loss. So that is something that we really need to focus on with guinea pigs. Guinea pigs have a small dry nose with prominent nostrils and a split lip. The shape of a guinea pig's nose can range from quite pointed and rat-like to very rounded and golf ball shaped. Often guinea pigs that have a very rounded nose will suffer from respiratory problems in much the same way as brachycephalic dogs and cats. Tactile hairs, or whiskers, are located around the guinea pig's nose and help the animal to navigate through grasses, etc. in dim light. Guinea pigs have large petal-shaped ears. They can stick up or lie folded down against their head. Some people like to train the ears down by pushing them gently down and stroking the ears downwards to make them fall down from an early age. Guinea pigs have relatively large eyes and can see a large area around them because their eyes protrude slightly and are located on the side of their heads. They have an almost 340 degree field of vision, which means they can see quite a way around themselves. Guinea pigs' eyes are either a shade of red, ranging from a light pink to a dark ruby, or black. A guinea pig's eyes will secrete a small amount of white fluid, which they use to lubricate their eyes. They will often wipe it along their eyes with their front paws. This white fluid is quite normal. One of the distinguishing features of the family Cavidae is they have four toes on the front feet and three toes on the rear. The guinea pig is a toe walker and can show signs of polydactyly, or extra toes. A guinea pig's toenails start out small and pointy, but as they age, they get thicker and coarser, often lying to the side if they're not trimmed regularly. The quick will grow as well, making them very difficult to keep short and causing pain if they're overgrown. There are jokes about guinea pigs, because they're one of the few rodents that don't have tails. The joke is that if you pick up a guinea pig by its tail, its eyes will fall out, which of course could never happen. A male guinea pig is called a boar. You can sex them quite easily when they're older, as they have quite a large scrotum. If we're looking at the genitalia, it kind of looks like a balloon, so a round circle with a line down. If you're unsure with guinea pigs, you can also check to see if you can feel the bone of the male's penis. By feeling just above on the skin gently, you'd be able to feel a ridge, like the ridge of a chicken. Male guinea pigs will also have small nipples, so this isn't a way to tell the difference between them. Female guinea pigs have more of a Y-shaped opening. They're also significantly smaller than the males. A female guinea pig is called a sow. Both males and females have nipples, and only two. It's actually one of the features of guinea pigs. The two nipples are situated on the lower abdomen, just above the knee level. Although they're generally smaller in the male, they're still present, so cannot be used as a way to sex guinea pigs. Adult guinea pigs are a fairly standard size, measuring between 20 and 25 centimetres in length, and weighing about a kilogram. more so for males than females. Babies are about 75 to 100 grams when born, and weaned, they're about 180 grams. In Australia, there are 36 breeds of show guinea pigs. However, three common varieties that are found in most pet shops are the English Shorthair, Abyssinian, Peruvian, and Sheltie. They're divided into groups, much like we would have in dog breeds with our hounds and our gun dogs. But in guinea pigs, we have, firstly, our coarse-coated group. These are like our wire-coated dog breeds. They're bred for a rough, wiry coat, and they include our Abyssinian and our Rex. The Abyssinian is our spiky, punky kind of guinea pig. It has relatively short, wiry hair that radiates from several rosettes on the body and has a rough appearance. It's one of the oldest and most common pet guinea pigs. They can come in any colour, and they're often known to be very mischievous, lovable, and quite trainable. The Rex has short, tight, crinkly hair, which is quite rough to the touch. They even have crinkly little whiskers. Then we have our long hair group. So this includes our Peruvian, Sheltie, Coronet, Alpaca, Merino, and Texel. We're not going to look at all of them. We're going to look at the most popular ones. The first one is our Peruvian. This is a long-haired guinea pig with rosettes all over the body. It's actually a long-haired Abyssinian, so the hair is actually coming from a whole lot of different places. The hair also completely covers the face. Often, to keep these animals tidy, if they're wanting to keep their coat between showing, the hair is rolled up using tissue, pieces of paper, and hair bands, much like getting your foils done. The Sheltie has long, thick hair without rosettes, and short hair on the head. So you can see it's a much tidier guinea pig. The Coronet is similar to the Sheltie, but it has a little crest or star on its head up here. Kind of like a crown or coronet. Our next group is the English Shorthair. Most guinea pigs you'll encounter during the animal house will be English Shorthairs, and it's the name for a guinea pig that just has short hair. They can come in a variety of colours though, and they tend to be grouped by these colours and markings. The first colour is self. Self means it has one colour all over the body. It comes in a lot of fancy names like cream and saffron and buff and beige and red, but pretty much we call them a self if they're all one colour. Then we can have patterns. So the colours described in the selves are used for all KV breeds, such as this Dalmatian as well. So this is a Dalmatian. It has two eye patches separated by a white. So two eye patches separated by the white blaze, solid coloured feet, which are called footstops, and even spots all over the body. They can be a different colour, so they can be lilac, chocolate, etc. Then we have our Dutch. So our Dutch has the same colour eye patches on each side and the bottom, which is black. They also have the little footstops as well. Our Himalayan is like our Siamese cat. So they'll have colour points. So nose, ears, and feet will be temperature dependent and develop with age. So they're all born white and then they develop these points much like a Siamese cat. And they're called a Himalayan. Then we have our tortoiseshell and white. This is an even distribution of squares of black and red, kind of in a checkerboard pattern. This is one of our guinea pigs. This is Araloo and checkerboard. Then you have your bicolor or tricolor. Bicolor means it has two colors. So if this one didn't have its white, it would be a bicolor, or if it was just this color and the white, bicolor. So any two colors apart from red and black. And a tricolor means that it has three different colours on it. Then we have our agoutis. So our agoutis resemble wild guinea pigs. Each hair has different colour zones on it with dark tips. So basically we have each hair shaft and we might have dark tips up here and brown tips down the bottom. And what that gives it is a little speckly kind of appearance. Then we have our satins. Our satins have a short, smooth, very shiny hair. Their hair shaft is actually hollow. The problem with the satins is linked to this gene was a problem with blood clotting. So we can sometimes have a genetic issue with our satin guinea pigs. Then we have our crested guinea pigs. So these are the ones that have a little star on the top of their head. So they can either be English, which is any coloured self guinea pig with the same coloured rosette, or we can have our American, which is one colour with a different colour rosette as well. So they get a little crown. So now we'll look at the behaviour of guinea pigs. So they originated in South America, as we already know. The guinea pig Cavia procellus is no longer found in the wild, but its comparable counterpart would be this wild guinea pig, Cavia apera, which is still quite popular and found in most of the rainforests in South America. Throughout the PowerPoint, I'm actually going to be playing a few sounds. Guinea pigs are extremely vocal animals and can make a wide range of sounds, from low purring sounds to high-pitched squeals, which are commonly heard at feeding times. Voice is an important part of the communication for our guinea pigs. Wild guinea pigs live in grasslands and open savannas, but can also be found in high mountain ranges. They like areas that have thick vegetation and grasses. Home ranges are between 500 and 1,000 metres squared. Wild guinea pigs most commonly define their home range by field borders while foraging slightly inwards. A guinea pig's home range has two factors. It extends up to 100 metres along the border, while only widening to a few metres from the boundary. They don't burrow, instead make tunnels through vegetation. So if you look at this picture, the guinea pig will not really use any of that green section. The environmental needs of a guinea pig. Guinea pigs like the temperature between 18 and 23 degrees Celsius, with a preferred humidity of 40 to 70%. Because of their compact shape, they're actually quite susceptible to extremes of heat. Once temperature goes over 30 degrees Celsius, they will actually develop some sorts of heat stroke. So beware of plastic houses, as guinea pigs will seek shelter to escape the heat and not realise the greenhouse effect of these items. Also, metal cages are really out of the question for guinea pigs because of this, whether it's heat or not, because they get so hot. Guinea pigs are most often preyed upon by cats, dogs, opossums, raptors, snakes, and lizards. They will scatter or freeze if a threat is perceived. They tend to forage in groups to make it harder for predators to catch them, and will also make a loud peeping danger sound, which can sound very similar to a car alarm. In the wild, guinea pigs are crepuscular, avoiding intense light and leaving the burrow or grass nests at dusk or dawn to travel to feeding areas. So crepuscular means they're most awake between dusk and dawn. However, domesticated guinea pigs are more often diurnal, which means they're active throughout the day. This actually helps with them being pets, as they're awake when we're awake. When guinea pigs are asleep, they tend to lie on their belly and tuck their feet underneath them, which is very different from all other rodents, which tend to sleep curled in a ball. Depending on the guinea pig, they'll either sleep with their eyes open or closed into thin slits. Guinea pigs are graziers. They tend to eat a variety of foods, primarily grass, but they will also eat seeds, leaves, stems, and in some cases, roots or tubers. They tend to feed mostly during daylight hours. In the wild, guinea pigs get their food and water from the vegetation they eat, but domesticated guinea pigs need a balanced diet of fresh greens and a lot of roughage, such as straw. They may also be given a guinea pig pellet as a staple food, but make sure they provided lots of fresh green vegetables. If you get a new guinea pig, you need to make sure that the guinea pig's food is changed gradually to avoid stomach upsets. Some guinea pigs will refuse to eat pellets if they're used to a different type of mixture. Although in the wild, guinea pigs get their water from vegetation and dew, domestic guinea pigs will require a water bottle that hangs on a wire from the cage. This is far more hygienic than bowls, which become full of wood shavings and droppings within a short space of time. Using a heavy or non-slip style food container, as baby guinea pigs have an annoying habit of climbing into the food bowl to feed. This can tip the bowl over, either trapping the guinea pig underneath or just spilling the food onto the ground to be trampled on. Guinea pigs do not store food in any way, so they need to have fresh food each day, and any food that is rotten or spoiled needs to be removed from the cage. Guinea pigs will let you know when they're hungry, or even when you're bringing them food. Guinea pig feces are small and jelly bean shaped. They also practice coprophagy. Coprophagy is when they digest their food twice and will eat semi-formed pellets directly from the anus and then lay these normal hard ones as their feces. A guinea pig's urine has a communication value as well. When a male is trying to mate with an unreceptive female, he may spray her with urine. This may also serve to identify her as a member of his group. Unreceptive females will also use urine to repulse a persistent male. She will emit a jet of urine at the male, which he will sniff or lick, giving her time to escape. Guinea pigs are not very agile rodents. They have a limited ability to jump and are generally unable to clear a 20 centimetre high enclosure. When excited, they will dart around rapidly, flicking their heads and leaping and twisting in the air before darting off again. In the wild, they'll tend to make tunnel paths through vegetation and follow in single file. If they are startled, they will run and scatter. Guinea pigs groom themselves quite regularly and do not need too many baths. However, long-haired breeds will need regular clipping and grooming, unless showing them. It's a good idea to clip around the rear end if they're long. Fur around long-haired males' penis must be checked regularly to stop it becoming tangled or infected. Because guinea pigs spend a lot of time running on hard surfaces, their nails are constantly worn down. However, in most enclosures, the bedding is soft, so nails will grow continuously. Guinea pigs have quite a good sense of smell. Their hearing is also quite acute, and they're able to detect sounds inaudible to the human ear. Guinea pigs' hearing is between a human's and a dog's. They can hear to a range of 125 to 33,000 Hz, as opposed to our 20 to 20,000 Hz. This means they can hear much the same as us, however, more in the higher frequencies. Frightening sounds will result in a whole colony rushing for shelter, but they will also respond to a variety of sounds, such as the rustle of plastic bags if that's what you take them to feed them. Guinea pigs can see a large area around them because their eyes protrude slightly and are located on the side of their heads. They have limited depth perception, so will often jump off high places. A guinea pig's sight has evolved to enable them to see 33 frames per second, whereas humans, we see 22 frames per second. A guinea pig watching TV would only be able to see a series of flashing images. However, when turning their head fast, there would be no blurring of the image that they would see. A guinea pig's sense of taste is comparable to rabbits. They have a large amount of taste buds and quite a broad range of tastes to be able for them to find the foods that are best for them. Guinea pigs are gentle, gregarious or group living rodents. Cavies are social creatures living in groups, usually with one male to one to two females and their offspring, so usually groups of 5 to 10 individuals. When a strange animal enters the group, they are usually greeted and sniffed nose to nose before nuzzling the anogenital or rear region. Family groups often live adjacent to other groups. Guinea pigs like to be close to other guinea pigs, often sleeping next to each other and never far from another guinea pig. They are generally very peaceful animals with a strong hierarchy and a dominant female and male as the parents. Females are always submissive to the dominant male, but will establish a dominance hierarchy of their own. Boars will live happily together if there are no females around, but will fight if there are females in estrus. Although guinea pigs actively seek contact with each other, there is very little mutual grooming that occurs. They communicate through scent marking and vocalizations. Here you can see a mother guinea pig with the baby guinea pigs following behind in a line. This is a general behaviour that we'll see of guinea pigs in the wild, following one behind each other. And it starts from a young age when the babies imprint on the mother. Males will fight with one another to determine dominance, especially where there is a female in estrus or when a new male is introduced to the group. Dominant males are generally intolerant of sexual activity of lower ranking males and will often attack, making themselves appear bigger by fluffing up their fur, stiffening their legs and raising themselves up onto tiptoes while chattering their teeth and opening their mouth to display their incisors. Bite wounds and fur loss are not uncommon in these situations. Males who are castrated at a young age will form less defined hierarchies when housed together. Guinea pigs at the bottom of the hierarchy will often suffer from hair loss due to barbering. Females are much less likely to establish a definite hierarchy. Often there's no hierarchy amongst females, and many sows will permit suckling by another sow's young. Cross-fostering, therefore, is extremely easy. If there are fights, you'll hear the chatter their teeth. And you can often hear the loser making a crying sound, like this one. This is the sound of a guinea pig saying, "Please leave me alone." Scent marking is common in guinea pigs. Males scent mark using a gland above their anus, often called a grease gland, by rubbing their rump against objects. They will also scent mark by squatting and dragging the perennial area or their bottom along the ground. Marking most often occurs in a strange environment or after urinating. Guinea pigs have an estrus cycle of 16 to 19 days, and their estrus lasts for 6 to 15 hours. Courtship begins by the male approaching and sniffing the female, often rubbing up against her, attempting to mount. He will often purr while moving his rear back and forth. The female will assume a lordosis position with her rump raised, and the male will mount. After copulation, she will run away and he will drag his hind quarters along the floor. Here is the purring sound of a male interested in a female. Gestation in the guinea pig is long compared to rats and mice, whose young are poorly developed at birth. It ranges from 59 to 72 days, with larger litters having shorter gestations. False pregnancies are uncommon in guinea pigs. Because guinea pig babies are born precocial, meaning with their eyes open and fully furred and ready to go, there is no nest or den built for them. They will eat solid foods hours after birth, however continue to suckle from their mother until 2 to 3 weeks of age. They'll follow closely in a single line behind the mother as she forages. Here you can see a baby guinea pig calling for its mum. She will also make a reassuring sound to them to let them know that everything is okay, and you can use this sound when you're working with guinea pigs. Guinea pigs reach puberty at 4 to 5 months, but it can be earlier, and it's not uncommon for the mother to get mated if the young boars are not separated early enough. This is the end of our guinea pig slide. You're now required to do one attempt of quiz 3.2, guinea pig identification and handling. This will prepare you for the quiz that we will do in class. Don't forget to comment or like the video to show me that you have listened to it. Thank you.